Cheryl Maciel Willis says she and her brother Richard were born just 11 months apart. So for 1 month every year, they were twins.
Yeah, he called me twin. I called him twin. And, you know, that's one of the hardest things I'm going to miss, you know, that 1 month every year.
Willis says her brother commercial fished for 18 years, but for the past few years, he worked for the city of Port Alexander as the city maintenance man. But Willis says nobody in PA called him Richard. He was always known as Hydro.
For hydraulics, because I guess the lines that they hydraulically pull in, the fish lines, but Richard was so strong, I guess he could crank them in at the same rate that the hydraulics do it, so they'd call him Hydro.
Willa says she had just visited her brother in PA, but she hadn't realized his health was deteriorating. She said he still gave her the bed to sleep on while he took the floor, and he was hard at work with all of the jobs that keep him busy in town.
He built, like, all the boardwalk there in PA. You know, the bridges, like he kept all the paths, you know, open, and he would walk to the chlorine there, you know, and put a cup of chlorine in the tank so the kids could have chlorinated, you know, clean water in the town. And then he'd have to walk this pipeline he built that blew my mind to make sure every winter, I mean, 2-3 times a week, he'd walk this line and check, you know, the pipes, make sure that they don't freeze all winter long. He would, like, go and shave the snow off of the satellite so the phone would work.
Hydro had just been honored by the kids in PA with a special certificate. Shanna Smith works for the city of PA as a water operator, and she also works as an aide in the school. She says the kids often give out certificates to people for contributions to the community.
And we're recognizing him for everything that he has done for our community, making our boardwalk safer by nailing down, you know, screen on it, keeping our air hall warm by bringing up fuel for the stove, and those kinds of things. He did a lot of stuff in the community that the kids wanted to recognize him for, and he was very, very tickled about that, very excited.
Hydro's sister, Sherry Willis, says the certificate from the kids in PA meant more to Hydro than the kids will probably ever know.
And that was the first thing that he, like, showed me. He held it to his chest and wasn't able to tell the kids how much that meant to him, you know. He just said one line and walked away because he was nervous. But, like, he only got 2 certificates in his whole life, and he was extremely proud of that.
Port Alexander has about 80 residents, so it hits hard when tragedy strikes. Shanna Smith says she knew everyone knew Hydro, but since his passing, she's been amazed just how many ways people were affected by him.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Hydro and, you know, how much interaction we did have with him and how much he had done for our community. You know, running into him on the boardwalk, he was always, you know, a friendly, hey, how's it going? To see somebody in the community go so quickly, and it reminds you how, you know, how short life really is and how much we should enjoy it.
People close to him say Hydro loved pizza, a good laugh, his friends and family, Janis Joplin, and Port Alexander.
What I was really impressed with is the man that he became. He became a very honorable man, and as tough as he tried to let everybody think that he was in PA, they all saw his heart.
Hydro Richard E. Maciel died September 5th, 2008. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.